Now, here in lesson 127, we're going to take a look into another name for Jesus Christ in the Old Testament that is prophesying of who he is and is revealed in the New Testament. We're going to go through all the different names, all the different places he's called in the Old, then we're going to take a look at the New. So let's go ahead and click on slide one. Here we're looking at Emmanuel in the Old Testament. In Genesis, he's the ram at Abraham's altar. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's the cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's the city of our refuge. In Joshua, he's a scarlet thread out Rahab's window. And in Judges, he is our judge. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. And in Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. In Ezra, he's our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of everything that is broken. In Esther, he's the Mordecai sitting faithful at the gate. In Job, he's our redeemer who ever lives. In Psalms, he's my shepherd, and I shall not want. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's my wisdom. And in the Song of Solomon, he's the beautiful bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the suffering servant. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, he's the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's the wonderful four-faced man. And in Daniel, he's the fourth man in the midst of a fiery furnace. In Hosea, he's my love, who is forever faithful. In Joel, he baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, our Savior. And in Jonah, he's the great foreign missionary who brings the word of God throughout all the earth. In Micah, he's the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he's the avenger. In Habakkuk, the watchman ever praying for revival. In Zephaniah, he's the Lord mighty to save. In Haggai, he's the restorer of our lost heritage. In Zechariah, he's our fountain. And in Malachi, he's the sun of righteousness with healing in his wings. Now let's go to the second slide and look at Emmanuel in the New Testament. If you click on the screen, in Matthew, he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Mark, he's the miracle worker. In Luke, he's the Son of Man. And in John, he's the door by which every one of us must enter. In Acts, he's the shining light who appears to Saul on the road to Damascus. In Romans, he's our justifier. In 1 Corinthians, our resurrection. And in 2 Corinthians, our sin bearer. In Galatians, he redeems us from the law. In Ephesians, he's our unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he supplies our every need. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he's our soon coming king. And in 1 and 2 Timothy, he's the mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's our blessed hope. In Philemon, he's the friend who sticks closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, it is the Lord who heals the sick. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's our chief shepherd. In 1, 2, and 3 John, he has the tenderness of love. In Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. And in Revelation, lift up your eyes, church, he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And as we see it from the Old to the New Testament, Joshua 1:9 tells us to be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And look what Jesus tells us in John 14:23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. Emmanuel, the blessed name of Jesus Christ in the Old and New Testament. Lesson 127.